Warm applause for the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Claudio Abbado, in music by Josef Strauss, Johann Strauss Jr.'s younger brother, that piece called The Dancing Muse. The Dancing Muse. How about that? Imagine that having that dancing muse, especially when you're a choreographer. I've got two of them in the studio with me now, Kristen Bennett and Lynn Bowman from the Third Coast Dance Company. Welcome, Lynn and Kristen.
Hi, thank you.
There's a program coming up this weekend, Friday evening and Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon at Alma College called Making Waves, featuring the Third Coast Dance Company.
Yes, correct.
Kristen, tell us a little bit about the Third Coast Dance Company. What is the Third Coast Dance Company?
So the Third Coast Dance Company is a local nonprofit professional dance company that Lynn and I started 4 years ago. She and I were both working at Alma College and wanted another outlet to be able to create work and make an opportunity for our graduates to dance professionally after they finished their degree. So we started about 4 years ago, and we have 7 professional dancers with us right now. Almost all of them are graduates of Alma College, and we're just really happy to be here.
And do you have a home base, Lynn?
No, not per se. So we're not a school or a studio. We're sort of an itinerant dance company. We work predominantly in the summertime. We rehearse usually at Alma College or some local studio will donate some space. And we bring the dancers in usually 3 times, usually in April, May, June, or July, a long weekend. And we rehearse all day, usually a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 9 to 5, and we make the dances, we make the work, and then the dancers retain that, and then we bring them back in for our performances.
You do it all in a weekend?
I know, usually 3 weekends, yes. We work very quickly.
Wow, and where do the dancers come from?
You know, the dancers come kind of from all over. This production, we have a dancer coming in from New York City, from the Detroit area. A few dancers live right here in the mid-Michigan, Alma area. A little far away, but mostly close to home.
And do these dancers audition for you?
Some of them do. We've had open auditions before. And sometimes we just get to know the dancers from being educators in the area, from being guest artists sort of around the state. And we've just gotten to meet dancers and tell them about who we are and ask them to come kind of check us out, take a class. So, yeah.
You mentioned that Third Coast is sort of an itinerant dance company. Is that a typical way of life for dancers?
I would say so. It is maybe not the highest paying job. So usually the dancers have a few other jobs up their sleeves. I think that we're in a unique position that we're not in such a super big urban area, being kind of mid-Michigan. So, we are strive for excellence in the dancers. So we work kind of on their schedule.
And Third Coast is a modern dance company.
Correct.
Kristen, what is modern dance?
We get asked that question a lot, actually. And it's a hard question to answer. Certainly, modern dance is a genre and a style of dance and kind of a vocabulary of movement that we pull from. At the same time, Lynn and I's training is quite wide, and there's a huge variety in our background. So you'll see a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. We feel like modern dance is kind of this vehicle for us to present our work, present ideas and emotions and stories in it, mm-hmm. through movement to make art.
Great.
So we probably won't see, for folks who think about dance as maybe ballet, we probably won't see tutus, mm-hmm. and point shoes, mm-hmm. and
right.
tiaras.
No. But hey, if you've seen that and you like that, then I think this could be a great kind of next step. Similarly, it'll be in a theater. There'll be costumes, there'll be lighting, there'll be beautiful dancers moving to music in space. So in that sense, the environment's the same.
When you think about the arts, you know, you think about singers, you know, they have their voice, obviously. Instrumentalists have their violin, their piano, their trumpet, their instrument. Dancers just have their bodies.
Yeah.
And their faces.
Yes.
And it's so interesting, that way to express mm-hmm. oneself. Mm-hmm. I have two left feet, mm-hmm. so I don't even know my right from my left. So I'm just amazed by dancers, especially when you said that your company comes in and puts it all together in a weekend.
Yes. They're just phenomenal. I mean, they've been training almost their whole life. They're just athletes and just really dedicated artists, and we're so lucky to work with them.
So if you play in a band or an orchestra and you get together with the group for a weekend, the conductor puts a piece of music in front of you, you read the music, everybody plays together, and, you know, you work with that, and it's all good. As dancers, how do you learn your part?
Sure.
Lynn and I kind of take a different approach as far as our choreography. So I come in with all of the movements prepared. So the dancers will just kind of learn exactly as I teach it. Of course, there's a lot of room for their own artistic license. They can kind of bring their own flavor to the movement, where Lynn takes more of a collaborative approach. Mm-hmm, she's mm-hmm. really working with the dancers. She kind of has an idea or maybe a theme in mind,
yeah.
But the dancers are really bringing their own movement to the piece.
Yeah.
And do you have this all written down, or is it all in your
yeah,
head?
Yeah, I have a notebook.
Uh-huh. Put your left foot here, put
yeah,
your right arm
yeah,
here.
It's R's and L's, and it yeah. probably mm-hmm. only makes sense to me, but mm-hmm. it's with me at all times, and...
I do not have that. I may come in with like a couple words or a picture or a flavor or just something I was thinking about and sort of start to improvise and sketch together some movement ideas with the dancers.
And you have music in mind and costumes in mind.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, sometimes before and sometimes mm-hmm. afterwards. So sometimes we'll come in with a set piece of music and have a desire to choreograph to that music, or sometimes we'll... just get moving and start creating, and then just sort of play with some different options for music. So both.
And do the two of you do everything, the choreographing, the, you know, choosing the music, designing the costumes?
Yeah. We're a really dynamic duo. We call each other our partner in crime, because I wouldn't be able to do all of that Third Coast entails without mm-hmm. somebody helping me. So Lynn and I really share all of the every task. Mm-hmm. It's really essentially we're running a business on top of running mm-hmm. A dance
yeah.
company.
Yeah.
So all the communication, picking out the music, the costumes are all things that Lynn and I do together.
Mm-hmm. But we've been so lucky. I mean, Mid-Michigan is just bursting at the seams with artistic talent. You know, we've collaborated with other visual artists, with musicians, you know, other people that we know that help with the lighting design and costume design and graphic design. So we are open and ready and willing to really collaborate and work with anybody.
And folks may be surprised to hear that there are not many professional dance mm-mm. companies in Michigan.
No, it's sort of surprising. I mean, Michigan has so many dance schools, studios, undergraduate departments, and then some dance on the east and the west side of the state, but really not much in the middle northern. So we're happy to kind of fill that void.
Is that why you started Third Coast, to fill that void?
I think we absolutely saw a need for high quality professional dance in our area. And it was something that Lynn and I have been doing for mm-hmm. our entire lives mm-hmm. and saw that need and kind of had that dream
yeah.
to start this company and saw the opportunity, and we went for it.
Yeah, yeah. And so I've you know, been lucky to travel all over the United States and live in many different cities and overseas, but have just found the Mid-Michigan area to just be delightful, and I'm really, really happy to set roots down here.
You mentioned the west side of the state, the east side mm-hmm. of the state. Is Mid-Michigan is the Third Coast?
It could be. So Third Coast Dance Company, we took the name because the coastline of Michigan is the third largest coast outside of the East Coast and the West Coast. So, yeah, exactly.
What do each of you do when you're not working with Third Coast Dance Company?
So I am a full-time employee at Alma College. I'm the Performing Arts Recruitment Coordinator. So I have the coolest job in the world. I travel all around Michigan and the United States. I recruit for music, theater, and dance. And then I also teach in the dance department. So I teach 2 days a week, and then I get to travel and watch dancers and singers and actors. It's the most perfect job I could possibly imagine.
Yeah, but somebody's got to do it.
So I teach part-time at Alma College in the dance department. And then just recently, I've been hired to teach part-time in the dance department here at Central Michigan University, along with being the co-artistic of Third Coast Dance Company. I'm also a mom. And I'm also going back to graduate school here at Central Michigan University in the Masters of Counseling program.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really well-rounded.
Yeah.
Nice. So tell us a little bit about Making Waves coming up this weekend at Alma College.
Yeah, so Making Waves is a little bit different than any of the shows we've done before. In the past, we've kind of had one cohesive, kind of like an hour-long dance, where this is really kind of parceled up, where I have a piece that I choreographed, Lynn has a piece that she choreographed. We are so fortunate. Another professor of dance at Alma College, Rosalie Collins, has choreographed a piece for us as well. So each one has a kind of a completely different idea, a different story, a different life view. So you're going to see a really wide variety of dance styles, different music styles. Mm-hmm. We're just really excited.
Yeah.
It sounds like this would be a nice introduction for folks who maybe have not had a lot of experience
yes.
watching live dance performance.
I think this would be perfect. It's a little over an hour long. It is intimate seating, so you can get up close and see what the dancers are doing. Yes, absolutely user-friendly, and just, I think, a really great concert.
Lynn, if someone asked you, well, why should I come to see Making Waves, what would you tell them?
I would say... It is an opportunity to just be present in the moment and enjoy live art unfolding before your eyes. Yeah.
That's a great way to put it. and literally, I mean, unfolding before your eyes. As we mentioned
it
before,
is.
The dancers work with their bodies.
Yes,
that's their instrument.
Live. It is nothing pre-recorded. It's magical.
Can you give us the particulars, time, date, place, tickets?
Yeah, yes. So it is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday and Saturday is at 7 p.m. Sunday is at 2 p.m. And it's on the campus of Alma College in Alma, Michigan at the Heritage Center for the Performing Arts. Ample parking.
Yeah, it's going to be in Presbyterian Hall. Mm-hmm. There'll be tickets available at the door. They're $10 a piece. And if you'd like to reserve tickets, you can feel free to hop onto any of our social media, Third Coast Dance Company.
Yeah.
And we're happy to reserve those seats for you. But we're looking forward to the show. And we have our last dress rehearsal this evening.
Correct.
And then we open tomorrow night.
Sounds good. So to our listeners, if you have never experienced live dance, this is a great way to start. Friday, Saturday, Sunday at
Correct.
Alma College.
Correct.
The Third Coast Dance Company,
Correct.
Making Waves. Mm-hmm. Kristen Bennett and Lynn Bowman, co-founders mm-hmm. of the Third Coast Dance Company, one of the very few professional dance companies here in Michigan.
Correct.
So check it out. Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be a wonderful evening.
Great. Thank you.
So have fun. And thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you so much
for having us.